All right, guys, it's serious now for reals. This is the last weekend before the election. We have only 4 days until Election Day itself, November 3rd. Go to vote.org to get early voting information in your state. It's still not too late to vote early. Please vote early. Time now, we're going to switch gears here, for my strawberry letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. That's all for you, Jay.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, by golly, he wants to be Polly. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in my early 30s and single, but I'm finally ready to settle down again. After dating a mentally abusive man for close to 4 years, I've always thought I'd fall in love and get married before I was 30. But then I realized that this is just a fairy tale because dating is very different now. Every guy I met this year was a playboy and wanted to casually date and have sex. So I switched to online dating and I instantly met a guy online. We've already gone out on multiple dates and our chemistry is amazing. We vibe on so many levels and he's been open and honest about his love life and the fact that he's polyamorous. I've always been monogamous, whether I got cheated on or not, so polyamory was foreign to me. My guy has been explaining polyamory to me, and it has piqued my interest. He said he's really falling for me, and he's hoping that I'm open-minded about his lifestyle because it might be a deal-breaker if I'm not. I was honest and told him I've been a little curious about a menage a trois or voyeurism, so this might work out. He told me that I will be able to help him select our other female partner, and he'd never be with a woman without telling me first. He explained to me that sometimes he will be with someone else without me being involved, and I have to be able to handle it. I know I can be jealous-hearted, so I'm not sure how I'll act if/when he tells me he's spending the night with someone else. I asked him about marriage, and he said the same rules apply. He's such a good man in every other way, so should I be open to something new or forget about him and keep looking for my forever person?
Jesus.
This is dating,
girl,
man?
Wow. Girl, run for the hills. In your heels, okay? Please. This man is not a good man. You're saying he's a good man in every... This is not a good man for you. What are you talking about? This man isn't even thinking about you. He's only thinking of himself. Point blank, period, and what he wants, okay? This... Come on now. You've been waiting and waiting and this is what you come up with? No, you can do way better than this. I mean, since when did I've always been a little curious turn into an all-out cheating scenario on his part? He wants to be with other women without you? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Please don't put up with that. Just because you may have thought about something or fantasized about it does not mean you have to compromise your standards and actually do it. You don't sound like you're cool with this at all because you said you would be jealous-hearted. You're jealous-hearted. You said that. But for this man, you're thinking about doing it. And that's all he wants. So he can say, well, you said you were curious. Not one time in this entire letter did he ask you what you wanted. Not one time. Where are your needs and when are your needs going to be taken care of? It's all about him and what he wants and how he wants it. Do not settle. Do not settle with this man. Please don't marry this clown because you will be miserable. I'm telling you, he's willing to share himself with everyone. And pretty soon there won't be enough to go around for you. I just say don't fall for this okey-doke. He's a scammer. He's just doing it with sex, okay? Trying to make you think that this is okay. Stay woke. Just don't get played by this guy. You got to run from him. He's no good for you. Steve? You know what,
ladies? This is going to be a moment where I stop and give you some real conversation because I understand where this woman is coming from, but she's not paying close enough attention to the game. Now, this woman in her 30s, and she want to settle down because she's been in a bad relationship for 4 years. And then she said that she thought she'd fall in love by 30, But then realize this is a fairy tale. Why is that a fairy tale? You just have to move your date back. See, most things I've wanted in life didn't happen at the exact date I wanted it to happen. I wish it did.
Right.
I wish it did. Matter of fact, I know very few people who nail goals down to a specific date and that's the date it happens. Oh, it all can eventually happen, but the date and time, you lose yourself thinking it's not going to happen because it didn't happen at the perceived time of yours. Then here she go. Every guy you done met this year was a playboy and wanted to casually date and have sex. So I switched to online dating and instantly met a guy online who is a playboy, who wants to casually date, and who wants to have sex. But you know what he did? He wrapped it up in a bow and a box and a package and put a label on it called what, Shirley?
He's polyamorous. You know, he
what
has
the
to
hell
have
is that?
He has to have more than one relationship, an open
so
relationship.
Now, you appreciate the fact that he's open and honest about his relationship. Ladies, y'all be overplaying this honesty thing. At least he was honest. He just telling you I'm a player. Take it or not. Now, while he ain't got nothing invested in you, he fishing to see if he can get you to bite on his hook. You picking females out and him not being with other women without telling you, man, miss, get the hell out of here with this bull crap.
He's a clown. All right, listen, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, by golly, he wants to be Polly. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, by golly, he wants to be Polly.
You know, sisters, listen. If this is what you want to do, then cool.
But she doesn't.
Do that. But don't settle for that if you want something else. You've been wanting to get married because you want a fairy tale, your somebody, but everybody you done met is a player. Then you went online, you meet a guy that's another player. He just slicker with it. And because now he done trapped you with the I'm being honest about my lifestyle. Women give too much credit to honesty. He's honestly telling you that he's finna do you any kind of way he want to. And that's because he's honest. At least I know before he do it to me. That's stupid.
Right.
Look, I mean, if we talking about being ignorant, let's just talk about it all the way. So you get this guy. He's polyamorous.
Lots of
now.
Balls.
And said, I've always been monogamous. This girl says she's always been monogamous.
One.
Even if she got cheated on or not. So polyamory, whatever the hell that is, was foreign
right.
to
polyamory,
me.
What is it up?
See, I don't even like saying it because it ain't nothing. I can't sell this.
You want to say poly, want a cracker or something.
Yeah, and I don't know who wanna buy it.
Now, thing.
He said, and then you said it's kind of piquing your interest. Then he told you that he was really falling for you, and he was hoping that you open-minded about his lifestyle because it might be a deal breaker if I'm not. See, he done found out that you really kind of like him and feeling him. So now he putting out there how much you can take. And if you can't take everything I'm saying, it could be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
But he's so smooth with it. And he done made you think he everything in every other department. But I got news for you, lady. I promise you he not.
Sucks. No.
He's not everything he say he is. Because all he trying to do is set that up so he can tell you what he really is. A player. That where he work and how much he make and how he... It ain't none of that going to benefit you. So now, you said you've been a little curious about menage a trois. And voyeurism. I don't know what that is. What is that shit?
That's when you, menage a trois, you know what that is.
Three, I know what that
three
is.
People.
Right.
And voyeurism is when you like to watch other people do
watch.
It.
Man, if I'm not into activity. You know, man, that's why I ain't never been into porno or none of that.
You ain't gonna look.
But if it ain't me, what I want?
What is he doing? Sport for you?
I'm not watching nobody do nobody else. I get nothing from that dog. I'm not in the video. Anyway, so you want to watch?
It's not about
so
you.
This might work out. He told me, let me give you a little bit, let me empower you. Mm-hmm. See, this is the game they got.
Right.
You able to help select the other female partner.
What is that?
Oh, I get to vote. You need to take your ass down here November 3rd and vote.
Hello.
While you sitting up here trying to vote for who he gonna mess over you with. Then he said he would never be with another woman without telling you first. He's so honest.
Uh-huh. Ooh, I got a good one here. Ooh,
but then he explained to me that sometimes he'll be with somebody else without you being involved, and I have to be able to deal with it. Hold up.
Wait,
back up. See, I want you to hear this real clear now. First of all, you get to select the other females.
Oh, yeah.
Then he told you he'd never be without a woman without telling you first. So that means there's going to be something else outside of the one you selected.
Right.
Are you listening closely? Then he explained that sometimes he said he'll be involved with someone else without you being involved, which means it's going to be some more women that he done got into this trick that you don't know about, and you got to be able to handle it. Then here you go. I can be jealous hearted, so I'm not sure how I'm going to act when he tell me he's spending the night with somebody else. I know exactly how you're going to act. You're going to act a damn fool.
Yeah, and I hope she does.
Because you want something real. But he's telling you ahead of time, I'm not going to give you anything real.
Right.
I'm going to get all of what I want. I'm going to get you, another female, and anybody else I want to go be with. So all this time while you was in this abusive relationship, you have adapted a way to handle abuse. And because they're not physically abusive to you, you're going along with another kind of abuse. Mm-hmm. They're abusing your body and your mind.
Yeah.
Look, ladies, stop this. I asked him about marriage, and he said the same rules apply. Well, that ain't marriage then.
No.
See, when you get married, there's some vows you take. So what he just told you, the same rules apply to marriage, which means he ain't interested in marriage at all. He's such a good man in every other way.
No, well,
how
not.
Is he a good man?
He's a clown.
You, girl, you date this Donald Trump.
A liar.
Damn.
Please,
so should I be
up.
Open to something new? Hell no. Or forget about him and keep looking for my forever person.
Yeah, run. Man, all right, thank
girl,
you, Steve.
Get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Pimpin' will be in the building with his NFL picks.
No.
Yeah, we're going to talk about boxing, about Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, all of that right after this with Junior. Coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.